Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Sophie. Afternoon, Sophie.
Good afternoon.
And Sophie has been working really hard thinking about the four items she would like to take on her desert island if she was stranded there all alone. Sophie, tell us about the song you chose to take with you.
So the song I choose is We Don't Talk About Bruno, because it has always been my dad's favourite song, and once we were with our friends in the car, and then my dad put the music on full volume and then put the windows down on the motorway.
Oh, and were you all singing it really loud?
Yeah.
Oh no, were people sort of stopping and pulling over onto the hard shoulder and crying?
No.
No, did anyone hear you, do you think?
Probably.
Probably. Did it mean you could sing really loud because you'd got the windows down? And
yeah.
Yeah. It is a bit of an earworm, that song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you ever get fed up with it? Or do you
Yeah.
think you could... Oh, go on, tell me.
I don't know why, I just...
But it would remind you of what, if you took it with you?
It would remind me of my dad, because it used to be his favourite song, and it still is.
And would that make you smile?
Yeah.
Make you laugh? Make you feel
Yeah.
happy? That's lovely. Okay, good choice then. So we've got a song. We're going to allow you a film as well, so that, you know, if there's one film, you can only watch this one film forever and ever. What's it going to be?
It would be Moomin Valley, because me and my mum, we always watch it together. And once we were with our friends and we watched one that was like a boat, with a boat on it, my friend walked in and she thought it was the Titanic, and we said no, but then she had an idea of putting it on. But then we fast forwarded it until the boat sinks, because the first bit's like really, really boring.
Right. And is it a film, Moomin Valley? Because I know the series, The Moomins, or is Moomin Valley a film?
It's kind of a film, because the series are quite long.
Right. Oh, okay. How long would that last you then?
Maybe like, if you included all the episodes, it might be like a few hours.
Oh, that's a good choice then, isn't it? It's a way to
Yeah.
pass the time. Have you got a favourite episode?
I like the one with the Hattie Fatteners.
Oh, right. Are they your favourite characters?
Yeah.
The Hattie Fatteners?
Yeah.
Great name. And do you have a favourite Moomin character?
I like Moomin Troll.
Moomin Troll.
Yeah.
Have you got all the little... Do you go and buy the souvenir-y bits and things as well?
No.
No, just like watching it.
Yeah.
Lovely. And so that, again, would be...
Lifting.
Remind you of home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So, now we're sat... Listening and watching, we need to eat, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you like with island food, do you think?
No.
No, not really.
No.
What about fruits? Mangoes, pineapples, that kind of thing?
I quite like pineapple, but not mango.
Not mango?
No.
No, so you'd have to find some pineapples to
yeah.
keep going. What food item have you chosen to take with you?
I'll bring cheesy pasta, because it reminds me of when we went to Italy for my birthday.
Ooh. Whereabouts in Italy did you go?
I can't remember.
Can't remember, but they had nice pasta.
Yeah, it was delicious.
That's all you need to know. Keep going. Tell me more about it.
When we were on the way back from Italy, Emily sat on her suitcase with a really heavy backpack and she fell off.
Oh, no.
And that's what the pasta reminds me of, just that moment in time.
Why does the pasta remind you of Emily falling off a suitcase?
I don't know, but because it was the day that I got the pasta.
Ah, I see.
And then it just reminded me of it ever since.
Yeah. Do you keep telling Emily about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about cheesy pasta. What's in it?
Pasta, melted cheese, pretty much.
Pretty much that. Any particular type of cheese, or can it work?
Normally, like cheddar, just like normal cheese.
So this is something you had in Italy.
Yeah.
But do you recreate it at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who makes the best cheesy pasta at home?
My mum.
Mum does.
Yeah.
Can you do it yourself yet?
I've done it before, but...
Have you? Well done.
Yeah, but I didn't cook the pasta, I just made the sauce.
It's quite a staple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a bit like... Do you mean like mac and cheese if you're talking cheese sauce? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds great. Okay. Well, that would certainly go well with the pineapple, wouldn't it?
No, not really.
Would you be any good at hunting, do you think?
No.
Fishing?
No.
No? Oh, dear. Right. Okay, it's a good job we got the pasta then safe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, finally, We're on to your luxury item. Okay, so this is one thing that really would make you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Pick anything you like. What did you pick?
I chose my favourite Teddy Ninny because I have had him since I was a baby, and I also remember when I lost him for a week. It was horrible. I remember when my dad was looking for him, and then he found it tied next to the lamppost near the co-op. Lamppost near the co-op.
Tied to a lamppost near the co-op.
Yeah.
Oh my word, what had happened to Ninny? If only Ninny could talk.
I probably dropped him, and then someone probably found him and tied him to a lamppost.
Wow, I bet that was a scary time. How long were you without him for?
Like a week,
Oh,
maybe.
that long.
Yeah.
Oh no. And what was happening in that week? Were you like screaming and crying and not sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh
It
dear.
was sad.
So what made you go back to the cup, or was it just coincidence?
Because my dad was just looking like, just like driving around everywhere,
Oh,
trying to
was it?
find him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably wanted some sleep.
Yeah,
Yeah,
probably.
yeah. And then just what? Saw Ninny.
Tied to a lamp post.
So you weren't there when Dad found Ninny.
No,
Oh,
probably in Paris.
tell me the reuniting of you and Ninny story. Come on.
Well, I was really happy. Well, I was asleep, and then
Yeah.
my dad, like, I just found him like on the floor, like next to my
Ninny
bed.
tied to a lamppost, chucked on the floor.
My dad probably put him in my bed, but then I
Then you shoved him out because you,
probably.
yeah. Oh no. So what did you say when you saw him?
I was just really happy.
Oh, did you give him a big hug?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, Ninny's been through the mill, hasn't he, here?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's face it. So have you still got Ninny now?
Yeah.
Do you look after him really carefully now?
Yeah.
Do you think Ninny would be any use on this island?
No, probably not.
Probably not, no, but it'd make you feel better, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that counts then. So we don't think you'd probably be the best of castaways, Sophie. That's a no. Are you quite brave?
Bit.
A bit, yeah. Which
Yeah.
bits do you think you'd be good at? Building a shelter?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least that's something, isn't it? You know,
Yeah.
you've got those practical skills to help you. Sophie, this has been very entertaining. Thank you for your company this afternoon.
You're
Goodbye.
welcome.